Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Tonight, going to be without Brown Sugar, but she's going to be with us in Froggy Spirit. Anyway, if you want to holler at me, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you feel some kind of way about calling in, you'd rather email, you can always email your questions, comments, concerns to smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. Once again, you can always email your questions, comments, concerns to smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. Also, if you're listening live, you can jump into the blog talk chat room, or you can converse with us in the Smooth Drama chat room. You can go to www.smoothdrama.com, and we have a live chat room there where all your questions and comments are seen and read and talked about here on the show if you want to be interactive. Now, we also have social media. So if you're on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group. Myself or Shiny Whiskers, Mr. J, will add you to social media. Myself or Mr. J will add you to the Smooth Drama group on Facebook if you're so inclined to join. And basically, anywhere we have social media, Smooth Drama, follow us, friend us, however that social media works, hit us up. We can talk a taste on it. We can be friends. Friends to the end. Because that's what it's all about, right? Speaking about what it's all about, we've added on to the apocalypse. But I'm thinking probably going to drop the flabbergasting, because it feels like a bit much, but it is the apocalypse. We're just going for right now, stick with the more scrumptiouser apocalypse and let that be it, because that's how we rolling in 2020. It's just more scrumptiouser, because we just make up words. If you can make up a year like 2020, you damn sure can make up words. So that's what we're doing. And while we're talking about 2020, we can talk about why it's more scrumptiouser. What makes it more scrumptiouser, you may say? Well, there's a woman in Detroit who, after being declared dead by paramedics and was sent to the mortuary, they discovered that she was breathing. She was found alive and taken to the hospital. Now, yeah, they said, while it is our practice not to comment on open investigations, we can confirm on Sunday, August 23rd, we received a call to pick up a Southfield woman who was deceased. Upon her arrival at the funeral home, our staff confirmed she was breathing and called EMS. She was declared dead after the paramedics responded to a phone call in a Detroit suburb, and said she was unresponsive. Now, they said that she was not breathing when the paramedics arrived at the home. They said they performed CPR and other life-reviving methods for 30 minutes. And they said she was given medical readings, and it was determined at that time that she did not have signs of life. But we're going to speculate that they did not give her 30 minutes of CPR. I'm just going to throw that out there, because when she arrives at the funeral home, she's alive. That tells me that whoever saw it, I'm going to speculate here. I'm going to give it some creative license. This is what we do here. So you arrive. Remember, we are in the middle of the apocalypse. You see an unresponsive woman. Doesn't look like she's breathing. You sure she's not breathing? Yep, she's not breathing. Oh, well. All right, well, we're going to call it. And they put in back an ambulance and drop her off at the funeral home. Because it's the age of COVID. Nobody wants to get close to a body. So I'm going to make the ingenious call that when they saw her, oh, you say she's dead? Well, she looks like she's dead. Just put a blanket over her head, and that's it. And then she's there breathing. When people who actually get up close and look at her with the mask on, whatnot, thankfully they didn't cut the young lady open, right? Because it's craziness we're talking about. And she's alive. So I don't know what y'all think, but that's my theory, and I'm going to stick with it, because there's no way, I'm just saying, there's no way that somebody can be breathing and you don't get up close. That's a far-off call right there. That's like one of my unprofessional, unlicensed medical calls. Like, I just look like, yeah, she don't look like she breathing. She got that slob on the side of her mouth too. I can't give her CPR. I mean, that's what an untrained non-medical professional like myself, that's my analysis. So these are people who are lying on the mic. I ain't a medical professional. I'll just pretend like I kind of can speculate on these things, which, because it's my show, I can. I'm going to say that these dudes was full of bullshit and call it a day, just like that. Speaking of calling it a day, man, you know it's the more scrumptious apocalypse when Dancing with the Stars and, I guess, Ready, Set, Go, Carol Baskin, the woman who allegedly killed her husband, even though 99.99999% of the people who know the story say she killed her husband and believe she killed her husband. Carol Baskin is going to be on Dancing with the Stars. I don't really know what to say. I don't even watch Dancing with the Stars. And she's going to be on it. And I'm still not going to watch Dancing with the Stars, right? But it's almost alluring, right? Because we're talking about the creepiest woman in America is going to be on TV, like, semi-live. I mean, because She's like horror show creepy. I don't know. I mean, if you haven't watched The Tiger King and had a chance to see her in action, it's just like she's straight out of an old horror comic book from the 1920s, 1930s. That's how I see her. Like, she's a daywalker vampire. It's whatever a ghoul, whatever you want to say is bad in mythological lore, she's all that wrapped up into one. And I know it sounds like I'm saying bad things about her, and yes, I am, because she just gives off creepy. She sweats creepy. I'm just saying, she sweats creepy. That's how I see her. And so to be able to watch MC Creepy as Hell on the dance floor, it is almost alluring. Cause I'm at 99% not really interested in Dancing with the Stars, but there's 1% of me. It's like pulling at me, right? Like, it's like that very attractive person with that stuff in their teeth. You're like, should I go for it? Or should I say no? That's what that is. It's a 1%. 99% of you is just like, hell no. I hate that show anyway. And then there's 1% that's just like, you know what? I mean, it does involve one of my favorite things to do. It's no secret. I've said it on the show. I love watching white people dance when I'm on vacation. And so, I don't know. I'm torn. I'm just ripped. Yeah. We'll see what happens, right? We'll see what happens. Speaking about seeing what's going to happen. Now, I saw sex workers are talking about they risk starvation because of COVID-19 lockdown. I'm like, man, that's messed up. But at the same time, I'm like, are sex workers really complaining, or are their pimps complaining? Like, how they gonna eat? I only give them $1 for every $1,000 that they make. So if I'm only making $100, that means I can only give them a dime. I mean, it sounds like pimps talking, because they say that the sex industry and sex workers have fallen through cracks. Now, we know this is some apocalypse stuff, right? Because we know that allegedly prostitution is the world's oldest profession. Meaning, pimp is the world's oldest manager. Right? Because we know every job, they have that asshole manager. And so, pimp. Asshole pimp. And so these pimps who manage and protect these young ladies of the evening, they protect them so well. And so now they're like, hey, they're falling through the cracks, leading to some sex workers taking increased risk with violent clients just so they can survive. Now, increased risk with violent clients. I think every movie, and we know it's fictitious, right? But every movie, drama series, whatnot, from Law and Order to whatever, always shows prostitutes getting murdered by quote-unquote Johns. Shout out to anybody named John, including my cousin. I know that ain't you, cuz, but it's messed up that your name is the name of a sucker who plays a prostitute. Sorry. But you think about it for a second. Prostitutes. Violent crime. I mean, Jack the Ripper. That's what he did, right? Jack the Ripper. I kill women. Because they're prostitutes. I don't know. Maybe we just need to get rid of sex work. I know. Talking outside my neck. I shouldn't even bring it up. I don't even know what I'm thinking. I'm talking stupid. So, on that note, I'm going to break. This here is Digital Underground. Do what you like.
I don't know.
Digital Underground, Do What You Like. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, I should talk about good stuff. That's what I should do. I mean, because I've heard I talk too negative. Brown Sugar is always saying, you know what? You got to accentuate the positive. So you know what? I'm gonna talk about Mike Pence here. Mike Pence did his speech at the Republican National Convention, and so he was like, "We're gonna make America great again." Because aside from the more scrumptious apocalypse, you see the direction that America's going. It's going great. It's just smooth like a baby's bottom. I mean, can't get no better than this, right? Start talking about all the good that's been done. Let me see. We got stimulus check. I got my tax return the same week that I filed it, which has never happened before. Gosh, let me think. Racism has flourished. And so, you know, we had seen the past couple years where you would have individuals who were saying it was hard out here for white men. It's hard being a white man right now, you know, because the oppression that white men were enduring the previous 8 years before Trump administration came into power was unbearable. And so now We back to the good old days when white man was ruling. Ooh, good news. And so what Mike Pence promised is we're going to make America great again. So he's saying that 4 more years that culminates in the scrumptious, a more scrumptious apocalypse. So what he's saying is, if you thought 2020 was the shit, 2024, woo, gonna blow your mind. Gonna blow your mind, baby. He's saying by the time 2024 comes, I don't know. America would be so great that you won't even be able to hold back the boundless enthusiasm and the joy. I mean, because once the election happens in November, because we know he's not going to concede defeat anyway, so might as well say he's going to get that extra 4 years, and then boom, it gets more scrumptious, sir. No? Nobody's buying that. Y'all not trying to ride with that. Man. See, that's what's wrong. Y'all not optimistic and enthusiastic enough. There's so much positive that we can talk about over the past 4 years. I mean, all the stuff that Trump has done for black people, like he said, I've done more for black people than any other president aside from Abraham Lincoln, right? So there's that. I mean, ride sharing is free. Now, you might get pulled up. It might not be necessarily where you want to go, but it is a ride share. You can just get pulled off the street and thrown in the van. It's taking you somewhere. They're not charging you money. Credit card don't take a hit or nothing. So, I don't know. I'm saying, if we look at things, we look at things, and we start talking about, there are a lot of people who are out of work right now. But once again, that's the apocalypse. So if we don't have the apocalypse, what he's saying is America would be great again. It's just a worldwide apocalypse. Now, granted, he may not have handled the pandemic the way people wanted it to be handled. But you know what? In his defense, he was as contradictory as every other country. Like, you know what? COVID is everything. If you sneeze, you got COVID. If you don't sneeze, you got COVID. If it's hot, you're going to get COVID. If it's cold season, you're going to get COVID. I mean, there's a plethora of ways to get COVID, and then there's a plethora of ways not to get COVID. So if we look at it logistically, COVID is the boogeyman and is false propaganda set up by the left to make Second Amendment defending Americans have to sit inside and not be able to go outside and get a Subway sandwich with their guns. See how that works? Yeah, and like our blogger says, the public transportation, the only problem is you don't get to decide when to get off. But you know what? Sometimes you just need to let destiny happen. So we can think about the Trump administration as a Disneyland roller coaster. You know, there's that part that y'all love when you're just going down. You just hope that there's a bottom part of the roller coaster where you can go up instead of it being broken and you just land, you just go straight down to the ground. I mean, that's the hope. But it's a roller coaster. Boom. And you go up. Boom. And that's it. People love roller coasters. Why? I don't know. And I just see this administration in that vein. I mean, for example, we opened up the school in the South, and we saw what happened in Mississippi. We saw what happened in Georgia. We saw what happened in North Carolina. Now, we, of course, have the people who say a lot of that is Fugazi. So, for example, in Florida, 9,000 Florida children were diagnosed with COVID. Now, the Supreme Court in Florida, they blocked the school openings. They say legalities, and we want to make sure everything's right. It probably had nothing to do with the fact that 9,000 children were diagnosed with COVID, and those are the ones that were tested. So basically, and it goes back to what I've been saying for the past month or two. You know what? You just gotta, as the Ghetto Boys once famously said, you gotta let your nuts hang. So either you gonna allow people to go out there. If they don't want to wear a mask, they don't have to. And if you want to wear a mask, fine. And so now, obviously, stores, they have their policies, so you know people have to follow the policies. But I'm saying, if people don't want to wear a mask, you know what? Do your thing. That's my thoughts. It doesn't bother me either way. So, because at this point, with all the speculation out there, we don't know what's going to happen or how it's going to happen. I mean, we're talking about vaccines. And so, talk about chemtrails quite a bit, all right? Because we know about chemtrails. So, chemtrails is like the chemical aftermath of planes and them spraying stuff sometimes, chemical trails. And I thought, and this is a conspiracy theory on my thought, I could be wrong. A lot of times, I've been not wrong. I mean, I'm batting like 1,000 during the apocalypse. But I'm just saying, as a conspiracy theory goes, if I was going to introduce a vaccine into the air, being that they're saying that COVID, the coronavirus is spread as an aerosol. So if it's an aerosol, more than likely, in knowing the American public, most folks, you're going to get, you may get 40, 50% of the American public to get a vaccine. You know, they'll try to force people via your job or whatever, you know, get a vaccine. Then, what are you going to do with the other 50 or 60% of the American population? My theory? Chemtrails. You just going to, like they spray the crops. Just like they spray the crops. And like they seed the clouds. Why wouldn't they seed the clouds with the vaccine? And it just rained on you. I could be wrong. I've been wrong before. It's something that happens quite a bit in my mind, but somehow when I say it, I've been right. And so I'm thinking, if you're going to introduce a vaccine to the American public, you're probably going to see clouds. You're probably going to spray it over the cities, whatnot. I'm just saying, that's what I would do if I was trying to be diabolical. Not that our government has ever been diabolical, but I'm saying, if I was going to be diabolical, and we're talking about fighting an airborne virus, I would just rain the virus on people. It is the rainy season. So, for example, if you're seeding the clouds in the south where it rains quite frequently, and while it's raining, you can just kind of like go by with your ships and let the vaccine intermingle with raindrops, and boom. I'm just speculating. I can see that happening. I can see that happening. Or maybe you want to put it in the Popeye's chicken sandwich. If you wanna ensure that it's ingested, you just, because we've seen commercials. People love that chicken from Popeye's. And we've seen the long lines for Popeye's chicken sandwiches. So if I was to put it in the chicken sandwich, a lot of the black community would ingest it. Maybe I put it in some food at McDonald's. Maybe I put it in hot chips. Maybe, I mean, if you saw the movie Undercover Brother, they had the malt liquor beer that was supposedly making people impotent. I'm saying that there are certain products, maybe it's marijuana, there are certain products that, well, quite frankly, are used as pharmaceutical solutions. So you pick the community and you say what they do. Well, you kind of know what they do analytically, because we are in the age of analytics. And I know people talk about analytics and they think about sports, but quite frankly, analytics is what happens when you get these ads that show up, because they've already scouted you what you scouted. And if I know what a certain community is ingesting on the regular, I just add a little something to it and boom. Problem solved. Don't even have to worry about going and getting your inoculation. We already gave it to you. You ate that Popeye's chicken sandwich. We got you. You ate at McDonald's. We got you. You ate at Burger King. We got you. You pick a way, you won't get it. Population, we got you. There are certain things that people use universally. And if you flood that community with those inoculated products, not that the government would do anything like that. I mean, everybody listening to this show, they trust the government. I mean, we've learned to trust the government because our government, our way of life, the American way of life, has always been about truth, justice, and honesty. That's the American way. So officials would never do anything in secret that would harm the American public, because that's just, and they would justify it by saying, well, hey, we're trying to save the American people. We're trying to save the economy. Because if it's going to happen, there's going to be a fall guy anyway. It's going to be some old dude who we're going to blame. He's going to go on trial. And then later on, he's going to get a radio and TV show deal out of the fact after he's been exonerated like 5 years later when he goes to trial. After he's been sitting in pseudo house arrest in his mansion. I'm saying, I've been wrong before. I've been wrong so many times that I can't think of them right now. But when I do, or if somebody listening can hit me up in the Smooth Drama chat, you can go into www.smoothdrama.com. Go into the chat room and tell me about that time I made that prediction and it was wrong. You know what? I'll accept it. I can eat that. I can eat my wrongs. I'm built like that. You know what? If I'm wrong, you point it out to me, I can concede defeat. In the meantime, I am going to go on break again. This is Nas. Spicy.
You know it's sun when the doors lift. Whole squad has the burners and met cat in the sky like Bobby Turner. They watch me like the chip, court side at the rucker. Floor will be getting tougher. She begging me to cuff her. With a sweet shake waffle, some raspberry butter. Wear a pink at the roller rink, been another summer. If I can't get it done, I got soldiers with me to cover. Queens get the money, we only stacking it up with. Cheese stay icy, cause she can fight me. She on demon time, I get her a stop. Niggas not lit, not like me. Can't get nothing body, my money 2090. Hell okay, everybody pricey. Cost money, beat the smart money. Fast money, put the smart money. Lost money, extra small money. Louis Vice, Louis Vice, that's right. Boys get the little with the ice, not me. I don't give a fuck, that's funny. Fuck a bag in the bitch, and it's all white. Nice, dang, right now.
Spicy. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Speaking of spicy, well, we are in the most scrumptious apocalypse. And so, according to some people, spicy is delicious. I mean, I guess if you got a taste for it, you know, but for us, spicy is more of Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
All right. So, proving that you live in your house, because apparently living in your house is not something you're supposed to do. So Danielle Morgan, who's a black assistant professor at Santa Clara University, she's chilling in her room. Like, people on their off day, you might be cleaning, you might be getting your boogie on, you got your music playing, you doing your thing, you're getting that, that feel good in. Well, she gets a knock on the door. It's her brother, who was visiting her on campus after being apart 8 months because of the apocalypse. And beside him was the campus police officer, who followed him back to his sister's home. Said, "I'm sorry about this, but they're demanding you come out and vouch for me." She asked what the issue was, and he said her brother was in the bushes, and it was suspicious, and they may have thought he may have been homeless. And then they asked her at her house. I mean, you know, it's kind of funny because he was apparently on the campus working on his computer on the campus. Mind you, it's not a lot of people on these campuses, right? Because school's not really in, it's distance learning. And so, you know what I'm saying? Oh, he was hanging out in the bushes. Yeah, probably not. Because most folks, they don't do office work. You're not in the bushes with your laptop. I mean, I know there are some new trends out there that happen. And, I mean, I could be wrong, but I doubt it. I doubt that he was in the bushes. And they follow him back to the house. And they ask her for her ID in her house, because apparently if you're in your house, you have to prove that you live there. You know, and she says, "Why did I need to show my ID at my home?" He said, "Well, it's not your home. The university owns it." So, you know, because that's generally, I guess because of this apocalypse, they believe that you would break into a home, put pictures of yourself and your stuff all over the place, and play loud music and dance and have company on a college campus. That's what people do. I mean, I can't say that I personally thought of doing that, but I mean, if I was going to do something like that, I guess you just pick a campus. Like, you know what? It's not going to be a lot of people here. I'm just going to break in, and I'm going to live here, and I'm going to have parties. Me and Brown Sugar, we're going to have these dope-ass parties on the college campus that we don't live on. We're just going to break into one of these campus lofts and make it happen. That's sounds like a good idea. I mean, because that's what intelligent people would do, right? You break into a place. See, because they're thinking, and now that I think about it, really, they probably watched Zombieland 2 and thought, you know what? You saw Woody Harrelson and old boy in the White House and thinking, maybe they thought it was the zombie apocalypse, not the regular COVID apocalypse, but it's the zombie apocalypse, and that they can just break into a university facility and live there. That sounds like a story. That sound good? Was that convincing? No.
Yeah. I didn't believe it either. Yeah, it was just racist.
It's just racist. And then there is the video that's been circulating. Brother Blake that was shot 7 times by the police in front of his kids. The crime he committed was breaking up a fight. And of course, they started talking about his criminal record. Not that that had anything to do with him breaking up a fight. I didn't know breaking up a fight was a crime. And I'm sitting up there thinking like, man, I've broken up like 3 or 4 fights in my lifetime. And I'm thinking, shit, I could have went to jail or gotten shot and killed because I broke up a fight. Now, there are people going to say, oh, he was resisting arrest. But, you know, the question would be, why is he under arrest for breaking up a fight? I mean, if that's a new law, just let us know. It was something that we didn't know that was passed during the apocalypse. And so if you break up a fight, we have to arrest you. We have to question you. I'm trying to get the gist of why. I mean, we understand why. I mean, it's one of those things. So we have the very unique situation where people complain about the athletes now, like, oh, the NBA in particular. Oh, that too much social justice stuff. They're losing the fans because, shit, they're on TV talking about making political statements and talking about what's happening in the world. We trying to get away from that. But I would say that the athletes and all the people like me who are directly affected by this, and people say, oh, no, you're not directly affected by it. I'm like, well, hell, I've been in my house. And you start thinking, you're in the house, somebody breaks in your house and shoots you and kills you. I've been in my house. And, you know, somebody knock on the door, let me in, and they break in and shoot you and kill you. And say they was mistaken, it was the wrong place. Or I could be asleep in my bed and somebody is serving the warrant to the wrong place and could jump in and shoot and kill me. Or I could be jogging. I've actually jogged a very long time ago on the streets in a place where I didn't live. I mean, hell, this summer, I rode my bike all over the Bay Area. And so now I'm thinking, okay, I ride my bike somewhere where I don't live. I can be shot and killed for that. And let's say, I mean, I was at the mall when they had some fights in Fairfield. I break up the fight at the mall and then decide to leave. I can be arrested and killed for breaking up the fight. Or I can be arrested because I broke up the fight for some strange reason. See, I mean, we start talking about the different ways. And for people who don't have that, they, oh, you're being manipulated by left-wing liberals who are manipulating your thoughts. No, homie. I got pulled over by the cops 1,000 times before it was even on your radar. I've heard the somebody robbed Burger King. I've heard the they sell drugs in this neighborhood. Or one of your lights looked like it was out. Or you don't look like you're going to work, even though I have a smock with a name tag on it, has my name on it. Right? It's your whole name, the whole government name tag. But I don't look like I'm going to work. And so those are things that happened before Rodney King. Young man. And so, you know, now everyone's upset because we actually are tired of it. You're tired of seeing it. Yeah, we're tired of living it. You talk about it while we live it. You know, and you see, we have to have the talk. You know, why I gotta have the talk with my kid? All right, you got to tell your kids, hey, you know what? The world hates you. Not because you did anything wrong, but because of the way you look. And people might try to hurt you, you know, because you got to answer those questions. And so I've seen the argument in there was a sister was talking about showing these videos too much. It's traumatic. It's too traumatic, and you can't watch it. I mean, it's like, you know, you start talking about PTSD, and it being too much. I mean, you're at a point where it's another one. It's like every day. Now it's another way, and we're talking about protests against police brutality. And so instead of at least scaling the shit back, it's like escalating. It's escalating. So it's like the more you wanna you want us to treat you fairly and treat you like a human being, nah, we not trying to do that, son. We just trying to your whole life up. Cause that's what's happening. That's all we got. And we live in this foolishness. We getting that work. And people are mad at us. And when I say us, I'm talking about people who look like me, black, brown, whatever. You're mad at us because we're tired of being killed. We not even talking about armed criminals. We're talking about unarmed combatants. Yeah. But we're wrong for that. We're wrong for wanting to be, and you know, it's a broken record. We don't want to get killed. So, on behalf of Ms. Brown Sugar, who couldn't make it tonight, I am Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production, and we're out. Now, if you want to chat with us, you can go to smoothdrama.com. We will be on there. Ready, really, and able to chat. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama,
smooth.